From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean are looking for the wreckage of the Egyptair jet that crashed into the sea Thursday. The plane with 66 people on board was approaching Cairo on a flight from Paris when it disappeared from radar. Egyptian officials say terrorism is a possible cause of the crash, but aviation experts are warning against speculation, saying it's too soon to draw conclusions. Authorities say that so far they have not confirmed finding any debris from the plane. The Nigerian army says a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago on a raid on their school has been rescued. The first of the Chibok girls to be rescued from Boko Haram appeared before journalists in the Nigerian capital Abuja on Thursday. Amina Ali said nothing during the news conference, sitting slumped in a chair. She was greeted by Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and other high officials. Taiwan has a new president. Tsai Ing-wen was inaugurated Friday in Taipei as the nation's first female president. Ms. Tsai faces an economy that has fallen into a recession as exports have dropped. China is demanding the U.S. cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and one U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said the two Chinese jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman denies the Pentagon's version of what happened, saying the Chinese planes kept a safe distance and did not make any dangerous actions. This is VOA News. The shooting of a black suspect by a San Francisco police officer has led to the resignation of the city's police chief. Mayor Ed Lee asked Chief Greg Schur to step down hours after an officer fatally shot a black woman driving a stolen car. Pressure had been mounting for the chief's resignation since a similar incident in December and disclosure of racist emails by several officers. The U.S. will attend France-sponsored talks next month in Paris on renewing the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels Thursday that he will attend the talks.
We work together on these things. This is not just a U.S. enterprise, never has been. We play a very significant role, yes, because we have a very special and close relationship and have through the years with Israel. And everybody in the world understands that.
Kerry said restarting the peace process, or at least keeping a path open to do so, remains a U.S. priority. The United States and three key European allies, Britain, France, and Germany, say they want to eliminate any confusion about what investment and business arrangements with Iran are permitted after the recent nuclear agreement. The U.S. and European Union lifted most sanctions on Iran in January after Iran agreed to curb its nuclear program. But some sanctions remain, including those related to human rights and terrorism issues. The State Department said Thursday businesses confused about what is and what is not allowed are encouraged to approach the governments with their questions rather than forego business opportunities. Roadside bombs have killed 11 civilians and a top army commander in Afghanistan. A local official says the civilian casualties occurred late Thursday when a vehicle carrying the victims of an earlier explosion hit an improvised explosives device. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton has labeled presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump divisive and dangerous. Clinton made some of her most scathing criticisms of Trump yet in an interview Thursday on CNN. Clinton pointed to Trump's criticism of British politicians, his willingness to speak with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, his call for the United States to back away from the NATO military alliance, and his assertion that more countries should have nuclear weapons. She said those positions add up to what she called a very troubling picture that disqualifies Trump from being president. American journalist Maury Safer has died at the age of 84. For 46 years, Safer was a fixture on the U.S. television news program 60 Minutes on CBS. His death came just days after he retired from the network. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.